Good morning. Today we're going to start learning about the halachas of sukkah and in particular the requirement to sleep in the sukkah. So we are going to start with a braisa in the Gemara in Sukkah. Sukkah, Chaf Vav Amud Aleph. It says as follows, Tana Rabbanan, Ochlin Achilas Arai Chutz L'Sukkah. When it comes to eating, you can have a small snack outside of the sukkah. The Ein Yeshenim Shenes Arai Chutz L'Sukkah. And in contrast to that, when it comes to sleep, you cannot take a small nap out of the sukkah. So when it comes to eating something small, and there's a halachic definition of what's permitted and what's not permitted, but if it's something that's small, a small snack, permitted out of the sukkah, it doesn't have to be in the sukkah, but we are stricter when it comes to sleeping, even if it is shenas arai, a small amount of sleep, temporary sleep, you have to do that inside the sukkah, not outside the sukkah. And the Gemara asks, my time, why are we stricter when it comes to sleeping? And Rava answers, Ein kvala shena. There is no permanence to sleep. What does that mean? So Rashi explains as follows, Ve'ein b'chiluk b'ein kvala arai. When it comes to sleep, there's no distinction, there's no separation between permanent sleep and temporary sleep, which means like a real sleep or just a little bit of a nap. Why? Shein Adam Kovei Atzma L'Shena. When it comes to sleep, we don't really have a set amount. When it comes to food, this is what I'm going to eat. It's a tangible item. This is what I'm going to eat. This is what I'm not going to eat. And we know this is a snack. This is a halachic snack. It could be out of the sukkah. This is a meal. It can't be out of the sukkah. But when it comes to sleep, Shepa'amim She'enu Elamin Namne Me'at V'dio B'kach. Sometimes when it comes to sleep, it could be that you just take a cat nap, a power nap, and that is sufficient for your sleep. So that's why we don't have this distinction, because even a short nap could be something that is considered significant, and accordingly, even small naps need to be in the sukkah. So let's get into a little bit of the halacha. That was the Gemara, and that was Rashi when it comes to the halacha, and I am now taking this from the Sefer HaSukkah. It's a two-volume, beautiful set. Absolutely beautiful. So it brings as follows, in the name of the Shulchan Aruch, Asar Lishon Chutz LaSukkah. It's prohibited to sleep outside of the sukkah. Afilu Shein Asarai. Even if it's just a small, little, short nap, it doesn't matter. It is prohibited. And included in the prohibition, says the Biur Halacha, is even not sleeping in your bed, even if you're just putting your head down between your knees, you're just crouching down and taking a quick nap, that would be included as well. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's a super short nap, super short, and he defines as the amount it takes to walk 100 amos, which is 53 seconds, it's possible, not definitively, but it's possible that it would be mutter to take that short of a nap outside of the sukkah. When it comes to sleeping during the day, the same thing applies. The same thing applies that there's a prohibition to sleep outside of the sukkah, and there is even one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Manoach, who is stricter on the day than on the nighttime. Nonetheless, we'll just start talking about one of the heterim to not sleep in the sukkah. The Rama brings that in cold countries, who is writing in Europe where it's already cold, come sukkahs, there are those who are noheg to be lenient when it comes to sleeping outside the sukkah because it's so common to be so cold. And Mir Tashem, we will continue on that point of mitzta'er. If somebody is in sorrow, and what's the definition of sorrow in order to exempt one from sleeping in the sukkah? But just on this point of the Ramah of sleeping outside the sukkah because of the weather, because of the cold, would there be an obligation to put a heater inside? So this is talked about in the Sefer HaSukkah based on the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says as follows, and there are others that discuss this as well. V'ashrei mi sheyesh lo sukkah miyuchedes im hatanur. Praiseworthy is one who has a special sukkah, who has supplied heating. He has a furnace in it. This is at the time of the Prima Gadim. We didn't have this electricity that you can just plug in a small unit and be heated. V'yuchal lilmod, if you put in that furnace, you can learn there, you can sleep there, and you can fulfill the mitzvah just like you are in your house. So based on that, the Sefer HaSukkah concludes that if there is not a big burden in putting a heater into the sukkah, tzarech la'asos chein, there would be an obligation to heat the sukkah. And Amir Tzashem, we will continue on related topics next time.